The debate about free-range egg standards will come alive again next year, with the federal government preparing to introduce national standards in March. Consumer group Choice calls the big free-range egg farms with 10,000 hens per hectare chicken mosh pits. But the egg industry says the national standards will be transparent and provide certainty for farms to invest for the future. Serena Locke reports.
Choice is continuing to boycott what it calls fake free range. Tom Godfrey.
That stocking density at 10,000 hens per hectare, you know, resembles more a mosh pit than what most people conjure up in their mind when they think of free range, and that is a chicken moving freely on the range.
Large egg producers say Choice misunderstands hens.
When it gets really hot outside, we can make it cooler in the shed. It's a great instrument of animal welfare.
John Dunn is the chief executive representing egg farmers of Australia. Out on this farm, near Sydney, there are 10,000 birds per hectare, and while they look densely stocked in this shed, they have access to the outdoors.
The model code of practice requires that every farmer provides at least 2 metres of pothole openings for every 1,000 birds. What that provides for the birds is meaningful access to an outdoor range.
It was farms like this free-range operation that was fined by the courts for mislabelling. In 4 cases over the past few years, the ACCC successfully argued the cartons showing hens frolicking in pasture were not accurate. These days, you'll see advertising of people frolicking in pasture instead.
Look, Choice is entitled to their opinion, but what I want to focus on is ensuring that Australia can continue to enjoy the 13 million eggs that we eat every day. Now, you can't do that from the back of a ute.
You're hiding behind the fact that that's 13 million eggs a day, most of which, 70% of which, is caged. We're talking here about the specifics of free range. Those like Choice and RSPCA would say has been hijacked by the big producers.
That's absolutely incorrect. And let me step you through why. There is a space in the egg industry for every producer, because what this industry has done through its responsiveness to the market is develop a highly functional economy of animal welfare.
So the point of issue is free range. Is the term misleading, or is it now transparent with the stocking density on the cartons?
This is the whole purpose of this information standard. What free range means for the industry is what free range means to consumers. The hens are unconfined, they can move around, they have access to an outdoor range, and if they want to go outside, they can.
Other free-range egg producers say the standards render the term meaningless. Holbrook Paddock Egg's Sam Pincott.
I guess I really question the whole process that's happened. The fact that there was a lot of time and money invested into coming up with what this definition means, and a lot of the recommendations seem to have been disregarded in the final ruling. So I think it certainly has lost, free range as a term has lost a lot of credibility.
Holbrook Paddock Eggs has a very sparsely populated range of 40 hens per hectare as opposed to 10,000. And specialty eggs sell for up to $10 per dozen.
Yeah, so every week we're moving our portable shed onto a fresh part of the paddock. Start at one end of the farm and work our way down. So they've always got a constant replenished diet of grass and all the insects and biology that comes in the paddock.
Hens don't eat grass. In fact, if they eat too much grass, it can lead to compaction. That leads to disease. Hens are omnivores. They're scratching and they love a worm. They love a dust bath. Most of all, what they're experiencing on an outdoor range is a social activity.
The new lobby egg farmers of Australia, John Dunn, says there's room for all, and the new free-range standards have to be settled by next March, or else.
Mass confusion, investment uncertainty, and ultimately a loss for consumers, a loss for farmers, and not enough eggs for Australia.
John Dunn, chief executive of the new Egg Farmers of Australia lobby, ending Serena Locke's report.